Audiomo.
Hi, this is Lulu. Today I'm going to tell you a story, and this is one of those shaggy dog stories that I heard when I was fairly small, and it's supposed to have happened to somebody. Don't know who, don't know where, don't know if it's true, but it sounds as if it could be. This story takes place in Wales, and so you'll have to put up with my Welsh accent, which, although I was born here and live here, as you can hear at the moment, I have not got. But I'll try not to mess it up too much. For those of you who've never lived or heard very much about Wales, one of the things that happens, especially in small communities where there are lots of people who have the same surname, is that they get given nicknames. Like, for example, Mr. Jones, who's a baker, would be called Jones the Bread. And Mr. Jones, who's the postman, would be called Jones the Post. And sometimes you get funny set names because of how people look or just jokes. There was supposed to be a guy who had only one tooth in the middle of his head, and he was called Dai Centralitin, which I thought was rather good. Anyway, this is the story of Jones the Scrounge. It happened to my auntie. She moved from where she used to live in Cardiff, and she moved up into a little tiny village way up in the mountains in one of the valleys. And she had a lovely cottage with roses round the door, and a little bit of garden all of her own where she could grow her own vegetables and things. And the people in this little village were very friendly and very welcoming. They used to have big WI meetings and church meetings and bring and buy sales. And the thing that everybody used to like was potlucks. And this is when they would all make some food and bring it and have some kind of a party, sharing everything they had. Well, the lady, my auntie, heard about lots of things going on, and she was always told the same thing. Now, you want to be careful, see. You gotta watch out for Jones the Scrounge, because if you do have anything worth stealing, he'll have it off you and you won't be able to do nothing. Well, my auntie didn't believe this, but she listened to what they said. And she got to know Jones the Scrounge. He had a bit of garden quite close to hers and he seemed a nice old chap, so she wasn't too worried. Well, my auntie had two things that she was really proud of. One was a big iron cowl pot, and that was for making stew. And the other was a big brass saucepan, or as Welsh people might say, a saucepan. And one day, she was taking potluck to the latest party, and she made a big pot of something good in the big brass saucepan. And she took it to the potluck and she put it on the food table. And she couldn't help noticing. It was a beautiful thing. Everybody was looking at it and exclaiming over it. And she couldn't help thinking that Jones the Scrounge was watching it very closely indeed. The next morning, there was a knock on the door, and there was George the Scrounge. And he said, "Hello, babe, all right? There's a lovely morning." And she said, "Yeah, there's a lovely morning, I'm all right." He said, "Listen, I was wondering, could I borrow you a beautiful brass saucepan?" And she said, "Well," he said, "oh, come on, go on, let me have a lend of it." And she said, "All right, but be careful with it, all right?" So she took the brass saucepan and she wiped over it with a cloth and she gave it to him. And when the neighbours heard about this, they said, do this, stupid. We told you about Jones the Scrounge. You will never see that again." Well, a week went by, and there was no brass saucepan returned to her. And another week went by and there was no brass saucepan. And so she went across to the garden where Jones the Scrounge was working and she said, "Oi, I want a word with you. where's my brass saucepan? Where have it gone? And he said, oh, I got it by you. I'll bring it over. So he brought it to her wall, and she opened it to make sure everything was okay. And inside the big brass saucepan, there was a tiny little brass saucepan. And she said, well, what's this then? And he said, I'm telling you, it's a really amazing thing. Last night, you a big brass saucepan, I've had a little baby. And he went off and didn't say any more. So she kept the both brass saucepans, and she used to use the little one for boiling eggs. Well, the next time she went to a potluck, she took the big brass saucepan again, and Jones's grounds was there looking at it. And he said, can I borrow you a big brass saucepan? And the neighbours all looked at her and said, don't you lend it to him. I'm telling you, I'm warning you. And she said, oh, do nothing happened. You give it back to me. So she said, all right, but be very, very careful. So she gave it to him. A week went by, nothing. 2 weeks, nothing. 3 weeks, nothing. Finally, she caught him in the garden. She said, oi, I want a word with you. Where's my brass saucepan? And he said, oh, dear love, I didn't want to tell you. It's an awful sad thing. Last night, your big brass saucepan have passed away. And that was the end of that. She didn't hear any more. Well, the next time she went to the potluck, she couldn't take the brass saucepan, so she took the big iron carrel pot instead. And there was Jones the Scrounge. And he said, hiya, love, all right? She didn't say anything, and he leaned over and he said, can I borrow you a big iron carrel pot?